Greet you this morning in the very precious name of our resurrected Lord. As I thought about this Sunday being Easter, my mind is drawn to that for this morning. It is in his name that we want to greet you. Appreciated the service thus far, the devotions and the Sunday school lesson. Very good lesson to look at. I looked at question three. I thought, well, question three kind of hits the message right on the nose. How does the resurrection give power to the gospel, and what does it mean for us? What does it mean for you this morning? And what does it mean for you in the future? Seek an interest in your prayers as we look at the message this morning. He is risen. The power of a new life. I'm going to go to Matthew to start out. Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 and 6. And the angel answered and said unto the women that came to the tomb, Fear not. Ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. I believe the resurrection proves this morning that Jesus is who he said he was in Romans 1:4. The resurrection this morning is God's declaration that Jesus is the Son of God. And I believe it's also validates every promise in the scripture that has been fulfilled and is yet to be fulfilled. Without the resurrection, faith would collapse. 1 Corinthians 15:14. The key point is not just an event, but it is the foundation of Christianity. He is risen. He told those women that came to the tomb, be not afraid, for he is risen as he said he would. Scripture fulfilled. Easter is not just a holiday, but I trust it is more than that. It's the turning point of history as we know it. On the first morning, Christ was crucified and seemed to be a lost cause. Peter even said, I go fishing. But what do you and I said? Jesus had been crucified. Hope appeared buried. The disciples were scattered. They were afraid and uncertain. But then came the message that shook the world. He's not here. He is risen. The resurrection is not just something that happened, but it was all in God's plan. It is something that still happens and changes lives today. And restores hope and brings new beginnings in people's hearts. This morning, I want to look at 5 points. What the resurrection means to us and what it does for us. And I want to look at the second part of the message. I want to look at the hope that it gives us in life. And I also want to look at what it means for us in the future. As we think about the resurrection, the first point that I want to share with you is that the resurrection declares victory over death. Christ walked out of the tomb. And as I said many times before in this subject, is that as he walked out of the tomb, Whether the stone was rolled away for him or not, it did not have to be. But the stone was rolled back so that you and I can look in and believe that it happened. In the resurrection, God declares that death does not have the final word. Sin does not win. Darkness does not overcome the light. As written in 1 Corinthians 15:55, O death, where is your victory? Where is thy victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Because Jesus rose from the grave. Because he rose, fear is replaced by courage. We can have courage this morning because we can live in victory. Despair is replaced with hope. Death is replaced with eternal life. The resurrection tells us that there is no situation that is beyond God's power to redeem. The resurrection power breaks the chains. It breaks habits. It breaks strongholds in your life. We are empowered to live righteously through the power of the resurrection. No longer are we slaves to sin. Death no longer has dominion over us, over Christ and sin. No longer has dominion over us because we have the power of the resurrection within our own hearts this morning. The second thing that the resurrection does for us is that the resurrection brings new life. It's not just about Jesus, but it's about us as well, because we are made new inside by the power of the resurrection. In the book of Romans 6:4, we read that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too may live a new life. God is in the business of resurrecting new life within every one of our hearts. Broken lives can be restored. Addictions can be overcome. Hearts can be healed. Purpose can be renewed. Do we get a grasp of that power? It's available for you and I to live in victory. Whatever feels dead in your life this morning, God can revive that. God can bring resurrection there. You don't have to stay there. God can bring new life. The same resurrection that erected Christ from the tomb powers us to change you from the inside out. Thirdly, this morning, the resurrection replaces fear with faith. As the women came to the tomb, they came in fear, but they left with faith and joy to go and tell the others that Jesus is risen, as he said. The angel told them, "Do not be afraid." Fear is often our first response. We could fear what may happen in the future, as we live in a war-torn world today. And we could fear what may happen in the future. We have Jesus, and someday we'll be with him in heaven. Fear is our first response. Fear of the future, fear of failure, fear of loss. Should we lose our health? Should we lose the wealth that we have in this world today? How will it make you respond? Will the world see a difference in your life and mine? The resurrection reminds us, if God can raise Jesus from the dead, he can handle anything that you and I face today. That's the God we serve. The fourth thing the resurrection does for us today is that the resurrection gives us a mission. After raising Jesus, didn't just comfort his followers, but he commissioned them. You go to the end of chapter 28 in Matthew. He commissions them to go forth and make disciples. And that commission is yours and mine today. What are we doing with it? What are we doing with strengthening the brotherhood? Go and make disciples of all nations. That's the commission you and I have today, to go forth. Go and make disciples. The resurrection is not just good news to celebrate. It is good news to share. And I trust that we'll take that seriously, because someday we'll stand before him in judgment and we'll give an account for how we've done that great commission. We are called to live differently, so that people can see in our business dealings, as Brother Marlon explained this morning, that people can see in our lives that we're different. We don't curse and swear when something goes wrong or we hit the wrong nail. We need to love boldly. We need to serve faithfully. We need to share the message of hope, because we live in a world that is searching for answers. And we have in our possession answers that they need. Because the world is searching, we must share the answers with them. The empty tomb is still speaking today. It tells us you're not alone. Your story is not over. Hope is alive. The resurrection means that no matter what you're facing today, God can bring life out of it. God can bring forth a life that glorifies him. Will you this morning trust him with your life? Will you this morning surrender your fears? Will you this morning step into the new life? Because the same Jesus that walked out of the tomb is ready to walk with you, is ready to walk into your life and walk with you. That's the God we serve. The resurrection power sustains us in the trials that we face and the tests of life that we face. Let's go with me to 2 Corinthians 4, 8 to 10. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. The resurrection power sustains us in the trials and tests of life. The same power that raised Jesus strengthens us in suffering. How do we respond when we're unjustly used or unworthily? We may be pressed, but not crushed. God brings life out of every difficult situation that you face and that I face. Whatever feels to you this morning that is not alive, look to Jesus. That resurrection power can bring forth life, hope, joy, purpose. God can revive you. The resurrection guarantees our future hope. We'll touch a little more on that in the close of the message this morning. Because he lives, we also will live. Death is not the end, but it's but a gateway to the glories of heaven. At my age, I wonder where the years have all gone. But you know, it draws us closer to heaven. The resurrection gives us eternal perspective and unshakable hope. Are you living in the resurrection power today? Yes, Easter's a good time of the year, but it's more than a celebration. It's something we live in daily. The same power that raised Jesus again is available to us. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 1, 19 and 20. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. And I believe this morning that as we think about time coming closer to the end and seeing how Satan is bringing disunity in churches today, I believe the devil knows his time is short. I want to consider now the hope that talks about in the Bible and in a lot of scriptures in the book of Romans, but we're not going to turn to them. I'll simply mention them. But as I think about the basis for our hope is in God, our Savior. It's because we have the resurrection power. Our hope is in Christ, is in God. God, our Savior. In the Old Testament, God is the great deliverer, the source of salvation. In the New Testament, the Lord Jesus is spoken of as the Savior. He knew Adam and Eve would fail before he even created them. It was God the Father who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son in John 3:16. It was God the Father who spared not his Son, but delivered him up for us all in Romans 8:12. It was God the Father who commendeth his love toward us in Romans 5:8. And it is God the Father who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Our hope, your hope, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. While God the Father planned our salvation, it was the Lord Jesus Christ who came to earth. Now I want to think about the blessings that come from our hope. In Romans 8:24, we are saved. We have that hope of eternal life. Sinners are saved by faith in Jesus Christ. As saved sinners, we have hope and a promise for the future. For we are saved and have the promise of eternal life. We have a living hope, a hope that is alive, according to 1 Peter 1:3. We have a living hope, for the Lord has given us life through a new birth experience. We are all born with a carnal nature. We all need to be born again. We have a rejoicing hope in Romans 5:2. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3:4. We have joy in our hope. Someday we will see the Lord of glory face to face, there to be with him for all eternity. We have a glorious hope. Colossians 1:27. The Christ who lives within us is the reason we have this hope of glory. We belong to the Lord Jesus. We are assured of heaven, since Jesus is in heaven, seated at the Father's right hand, interceding for us. Nothing escapes his eye. We have a witnessing hope. 1 Peter 3:15. Peter wrote to people who were suffering for their faith in Christ Jesus. We've lived during a very soft time. Should it get harder, are we rooted and grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ? We have hope in the midst of suffering. We have hope of a better future because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Suffering may be our lot on earth, but not in heaven. We have a witness to the lost when they see us going through troubles and trials of life. How do we relate? How do we respond? Do they see a difference? Do they see something that attracts them? We have a purifying hope. 1 John 3:2-3. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we shall appear. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. The risen Savior will someday come for his very own, and we shall see him in all his glory. He is coming for us. Since we have this hope in Christ, we want to be ready for his appearing. They that look for him, shall he appear? Are we looking for him? Or do we think of all the business plans we have yet? Maybe you're thinking as a young person, just, Lord, let me have a little more time so we can maybe establish a home. Whatever it is, but when God comes, it'll be the right time. We want to be ready for his appearing. We have a blessed hope, according to Titus 2:13, a hope that is blessed. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we are keeping our eyes on the eastern sky, for we know our redemption draweth nigh and will make his glorious appearing, I believe, soon. Very soon. As we look at the condition of the world today, we have a steadfast hope, one that is sure and steadfast. Our anchor is not like an anchor in the sea, but it's in the Word of God. Our hope is an anchor cast upward to heaven, to the inner sanctuary of heaven, where it lays hold of Christ and cannot be moved. We have a good hope, a hope that is sure, a hope that is steadfast. Paul prayed for the church of Thessalonica. In his prayer, he reminded them of the love, encouragement, and comfort received from the Father and the Son. The good hope was given to us at the moment of our salvation through grace. If you are a child of God this morning, remember that you have hope even during your darkest day here on earth. The world has no hope to offer you and me. No one but God himself. We must give the message of the gospel to the lost and dying world. That is the hope we have. But yet, there is a much greater resurrection coming someday. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there's coming a day, according to 1 Thessalonians 4:13-17, when that trumpet sounds in the skies. Let's turn to those few verses and read them. 1 Thessalonians 4. State it very clearly. The same Jesus that walked out of the tomb. Chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. This is the hope we have. And to esteem them very highly. I'm chapter 5. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Then he says, comfort one another with these words. Are we looking for that to happen? Are we looking for the blessed hope? Does it bring comfort? Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 15. Verse 51, 52. Behold, I show you a mystery, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. It's going to happen quickly. When the trump of God sounds, the graves are going to open up. The saints are going to come forth. And they which are alive and remain on the earth shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Are we looking forward to that? For that time when the saints are called home, I trust this morning that we are. And that we're ready to meet him. That we are a church that is living. That we are people who are alive for the Lord. That we are fulfilling the Great Commission. Today is your opportunity to accept that and be part of that great promise for the children of God. Today is your opportunity. When that happens, it's going to be too late. And if you're left behind, I do not preach a second chance gospel. Your opportunity's gone. May we be faithful that when that time happens, that we'll be home with the Lord altogether. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. For we thank you for the power of the resurrection, Lord. Thank you that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in us today. Lord, roll away every stone that has blocked our progress. Call us out of every tomb that has held us captive. Break the chains of fear, shame, and defeat. Let resurrection power breathe new life into our minds, our families, our purpose, and our faith. We declare that because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, we walk in victory. And because he lives, we rise in the mighty name of the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Appreciate your attendance this morning. May we live in the power of the resurrection.